You know, dear Beatrice, I was beginning to believe that nothing interesting would ever happen to us.
What do you mean?
I mean, we are mirrored images of each other, and it just seems like everything happens the same.
Well, we are the same.
So boring.
Not even. You are incorrigible, Knox, and I don't even know what you're talking about. We need to get ready.
I happen to be talking about the fact that I overheard Father talking to a particular Duke friend of ours who we have been spending quite some time with this season, and I mean, I did overhear some delicious details, but it sounds as though one of us has certainly married up, though I didn't necessarily hear who.
Don't even lie to me. I'm most certain you heard. You just enjoy teasing me with only giving me half the story.
Just because I eavesdrop doesn't mean I'm going to eavesdrop completely.
Oh, not even.
How rude would that be? Mother would be quite ashamed.
She's already ashamed of you, dear. And you are already quite rude.
Oh, how well you know me, dear Beatrice. To be honest, I really didn't hear who it is. I wish I had, though.
I'm sure you do.
Then again, perhaps he hasn't picked. He has spent pretty much the same amount of time with both of us. I mean, carriage rides.
Which were fun.
Tea.
Good.
Casual conversation, I suppose.
Quite thrilling.
At the same time, I haven't heard any rumors of him spending time with any other young ladies.
Honestly, neither have I, and I've kept my ears quite open. Then again, I don't discuss things with the people you do.
Well, being on conversational terms with our maids and servants happens to be quite helpful.
And against the rules.
I mean, I don't get all of my information myself. Did you really believe that?
I would never believe that, dearest Sister Knox.
Oh, come now. We have one more party tonight, and I'm sure it will be an interesting one.
No, it won't.
If you would do me a huge favor, though, my dear, dear Beatrice.
I really don't like it when you use that tone. It never ends well for me, you know.
And follow my lead. For tonight, and tonight alone, we will see who is perhaps the better sister, well more suited for our Duke.
We both know it's me.
Can you do that?
Of course I can, even though I don't enjoy the idea. Now, let's get ready for this party.
Ah, one more interesting party, and then it's
your definition of interesting differs
from mine. Back away from all of this.
Why do you want to go home?
Not that all the rumors and the scandals and the drinking isn't very fun. And yes, I know, Mother doesn't know I drink. Shouldn't say it too loudly.
You literally just listed all the reasons why I felt you would love it here, yet you want to go home.
I don't know, Beatrice. I suppose the town and the season and all of this in general has its quirks and charms, but...
But what?
I can't lie. I would very much rather be on a boat home.
I wouldn't.
I do very much miss America.
Of course you do.
What? I miss being able to ride my horse not side saddle. I miss being able to sit in on business meetings with Father. I miss not being treated like a second-class citizen just because I happen to have a decent bosom.
Your bosom aside, my dear, it's quite unladylike for you.
Oh, don't even tell me that it's unladylike to say such things. I know it's unladylike to say such things. I understand this.
I'm not entirely sure you do, Knox.
At the same time, however, I'm going to cut you off, dear sister.
Why?
Look who it is.
Oh.
A favorite bachelor. Most definitely confirmed. Staring at us once again from across the room.
He does that a lot.
He looks rather predatory tonight.
Quite so.
Almost like he has a goal in mind. I wonder what it is.
Don't we have a goal in mind?
Perhaps it's to rob us of our virtue.
What virtue do you have?
I mean, not that I'm against that, but...
Of course not.
According to Mother, my virtue is the only thing that makes me marriageable.
Since I don't believe you have any anyway, it's not a problem. And with that tongue of yours, it's highly unlikely a man will ever want you.
My tongue is one of the few reasons why I will be able to be married off.
Tell me about that someday.
I mean, who wants a dreadfully boring wife who can't put two words together?
Almost every man in this room. The ladies of the peerage are to be seen and not heard.
True.
But I never said I planned on even marrying any of the peerage. You are just distinctly going to shame mother today, aren't you?
Oh, keep quiet, dear Beatrice. We have our own goal tonight. In fact, I have a little game.
What game?
I want to play.
And?
And to play it, I need you to play with me. To go along with it. To not question me.
I rarely do.
For once in your life, please just trust me.
I always trust you.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can. At this point, you are my best bet to be able to get what I want out of all this.
I know I should be shocked that you're not fighting me on this, but at the same time, perhaps you're becoming a little bit more like me.
Not even.
It would be great if I was rubbing off on you, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, Beatrice, you are no fun.
Yes, I am.
Now, come on. We have a mouse to catch.
I'm not a cat, and he is not a mouse.
Well, hello, Your Grace.
Hello, Your Grace.
As improper as it is to, approach you myself,
it's improper, not.
Honestly just couldn't help it. You seem so lonely over here, staring at everyone else as they dance and talk. I'm surprised someone hasn't snapped you up into a ever so interesting conversation.
I'm sure it would be
what,
to
about
him.
Horses, hunting dogs. True. Just what is the monarchy thinking right now?
They're thinking
all
for the best of us.
Scandals, I'm sure.
Knox.
If you don't mind, however, my sister and I would very much like to engage you in a different conversation.
What kind of conversation?
A more private.
Ah, yes.
Conversation.
Quite private.
I'm sure, knowing this family as you do, you know all of the wonderful places we could, sneak off to?
Oh.
Perhaps go for a leisurely stroll through the garden.
How naughty.
Find ourselves lost and locked in a forgotten, hidden room.
I will admit I have a terrible sense of direction, for sure.
Oh, Your Grace, you wound me. I am but an innocent, unmarried young lady.
We both are.
Why, I would never suggest anything as vulgar or improper as being alone with you right now.
She would, I wouldn't.
And admittedly, we most certainly wouldn't be alone. Beatrice would be there with us.
Yes, I would.
We have spent so much time together recently, I
Quite
only felt it was
a lot of time.
Right that we spend our last night together.
It would be rather fun, don't you think, Your Grace?
Oh, you do you? A quiet little room, I'm sure.
It sounds well, quite thrilling.
Lead the way. Your wayward sheep are desperate for your attentions.
And we are so lost.
Like I said, Beatrice, just follow my lead.
I'm trying.
I wouldn't do anything too improper, I promise.
Yes, you would, and we both know it. At this point, neither of us are going to be marriageable tonight.
Oh, hush. This is good for us. Just relax.
I'll try.
You'll enjoy it just as much as I do.
I don't know what you mean.
In here, Your Grace.
Oh,
this is a beautiful room. You are correct. So many books.
It is so
and
warm.
Even a fire already going. Seems like someone knew this room was to be used, or
perhaps they did.
Perhaps they just like to keep their books warm.
Oh, Knox, that was a terrible joke. Why must you be so witless and unintelligent?
Now, Beatrice, I would never be unintelligent. It was intended to be witty.
Your wit is absolutely terrible. I would check on that tongue of yours, sister.
Perhaps wit isn't my greatest strength, but at the same time, like I said earlier, dear sister, my tongue is most definitely one of my, better assets.
It's one of your only assets, if you ask me.
Now, Your Grace, we've danced around such a topic all season long, but
we have completely.
A little birdie, we shall say, told me that you are considering marriage with one of us.
Yes, we did hear this.
Am I right?
She is. Honestly, I thought she was lying to me.
I would never lie to you, Beatrice, not about something as important as this.
You would.
And I told you. I'm assuming that's one more point for me in our never-ending game.
One more point for you, and I'm still winning by far.
My sister and I tend to, tally the score between the two of us, who was right and who was wrong.
Me?
About things like this, I am ever the correct one. Other things, being ladylike, sewing, when to keep silent, usually she fares better.
All the important things, for sure, dear Knox. Wouldn't you agree, Your Grace?
Well, since it has been established that you are trying to choose between the two of us, perhaps we could help you.
Yes, I think we could help you quite a bit.
What do I mean? Why, Your Grace, you're playing coy.
Oh, that's no fun.
You have two completely willing young ladies here ready to serve you
completely.
In a way, I suppose. I mean, that is the wording my mother's interesting novels like to use.
And they are quite interesting.
Oh, but I am completely serious.
She truly is.
You are such a grand duke after all, and it is only proper that you have the best of us. So, if you would, take a seat.
Please.
And allow us to engage you.
We can be quite interesting. Knox, I'm not entirely sure what to do with this dress. It is terrible to try to get off.
Oh, dear Beatrice, not so fast. We wouldn't want to overindulge him so quickly.
Isn't this the point?
Besides, if either of us were to fully remove these garments, we would never get back into them.
Oh, so true.
Not alone, anyway. So, for now, just slightly open your bodice. Give him a little bit of a show. It's what I intend to do.
Like this?
It's not necessarily about what he sees tonight. It's about what he feels.
What do you mean, what he feels?
Oh, yes. What he feels.
I still don't understand.
Kneel in front of him with me, if you will.
Like prayers?
Yes, just like we're saying our prayers. Only we're about to worship a different kind of God.
That seems much like heresy, dear Knox.
Your Grace.
My goodness.
Clothed and already bulging.
Quite large.
Most definitely a potent male now, aren't we?
I would say so.
Now, if you would, do me the honor of lifting your hips ever so slightly.
Do us the honor.
I need a little help freeing you from your prison.
Let me help you, dear Knox. Oh, goodness.
Oh. Sorry, Your Grace.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just mildly shocked.
Quite so.
I mean, my mother's novels did for sure, describe quite accurately how entrancing a manhood could be. They most certainly did not talk about just how large they could be. I'm not entirely certain that you will fit.
Fit where? And you're the only one with education, Knox.
No, Beatrice, I'm not nervous. I am appreciative.
You are quite nervous. Then again, so am I.
Oh, Your Grace, you flatter me. Well, you flatter us.
Thank you.
I'm sure we look quite delectable down on our knees here, but...
You always do.
If you would allow us to have a little fun.
Please.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Oh, we will.
Just do what I do, Beatrice. I promise this won't be as bad as you think.
I don't know what you mean.
It's not unlike licking candy. The hard maple-flavored ones we get in the winter at home.
You do know how I enjoy those.
Yes, those. You and I used to love seeing who could, fit more in their mouth.
I believe that was me.
So let's make this a game, shall we?
Everything is a game to you, isn't it?
I must say, Beatrice, it has been a rather long time since you and I shared something like this.
I don't think we ever shared anything like this before, Knox. So big in your hand, Knox.
Beatrice, you look... you look fantastic like that.
And you are staring.
Do you remember the games we used to play as girls?
I do.
Exploring each other's bodies, wondering... just how different we were. Well, how about you continue to, service His Grace while I service you?
I can do that, but what do you mean?
I mean, I know just what's hiding under your skirts, and if you're... anything like me.
Which we know I am.
I know just how wet you are right now.
I can't even lie, I am.
Yes, dear Beatrice. I'm about to turn my terrible tongue on you. I can barely find your beautiful skin, Beatrice.
It's just like yours.
You look a vision. His cock in your mouth. His head thrown back. His hand on the back of your head. That's it, dear innocent Beatrice. Keep going. I wonder just what noise you'll make when I brush my tongue over your center.
dear sister, was that a moan?
No.
So loud. Such like a whore. Then again, I suppose we both are. But good whores do get rewards. Are you going to reward me? So close, aren't you, dear sister?
I don't know.
I can feel the muscles in your thighs tightening. That's it, dear Beatrice. Keep on it.
Delicious.
Do you taste as good as he does?
I would say so.
Look at him, Beatrice. He's so tense.
Quite a sight, honestly.
Oh, your grace, I promise tonight is not over yet.
Not even close.
It would be untoward of us to leave you so needy. But in the mind of keeping what little virtue we have,
any at all,
perhaps you could grace us with a little help. I mean, our young skin is so soft and
quite.
Our breasts are practically on display for you. Perhaps you should adorn them.
I do very much like pretty things.
You are so close already, aren't you?
And so...
Please, your grace. Please. Please.
Please.
Please. Spill your seed across us, please.
We're begging you, your grace.
It is only right we clean you up. Make sure all of it.
Do share, Nos. Make sure we get all of it.
All of it?
Oh, dear Beatrice, it seems we are a mess.
Quite so.
We'll have to clean ourselves up before we go back.
Do we have to?
Then again, I could always leave it. And just rub it in.
Oh, that sounds quite fun.
I think that's what I'm going to do. What about you, dear?
It'll be staying.
You were most definitely right, Your Grace. This has been such a private room. But I am sure that our presence will be sorely missed here soon. So
I'm sure someone is already looking.
My sister and I should freshen ourselves up and be away.
No, I don't want you to forget. This is our way of showing you,
in a way,
just what you have to gain.
So many things to gain.
I do hope you make your choice soon, Your Grace, and we will await with bated breath. Have a good night.
We'll see you again soon.